Hi, I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and this is Toxic Free Talk Radio, where we talk about how to thrive in a toxic world. Even though there are lots of toxic chemicals out there in consumer products we might use every day, in the lawn we might walk across, at our children's school, all kinds of places, at home, and in our own bodies, we don't have to have toxic chemicals because there are many things that we can do, many non-toxic products we can buy to or make to put in our homes. There are ways to remove toxic chemicals from our bodies, and these are the things that we talk about on this show, how we can be healthy, happy, and productive, and do anything we want in our lives unhampered by toxic chemicals. This weekend, I had a great weekend this weekend because I spent all weekend selling things, having a garage sale, and also looking at what I had in my garage, actually, that had been sitting there that needed to be repaired. And one of the things that I love about garage sales is that so often there are so many things that are old but still can be reused and they aren't toxic. One of the things that I'm actually having repaired, and this is something that you can do, instead of buying a new toxic product, you could get an old one repaired. I have a little square ceramic heater that's in a metal case, totally non-toxic. And when you try to buy those nowadays, they don't make them anymore, I don't think. One exactly like I have, and I've had mine maybe 10 years. And it's really hard to find a metal, ceramic, non-toxic electric plug-in heater. But the motor inside can be repaired. And I found somebody this weekend who came to my garage sale who can repair my heater. And I'm also, I think I'm going to get my washing machine repaired instead of getting a new washing machine, because the washing machine itself is still perfectly good. It's just one little part that is malfunctioning. And in this way, we can save resources. And often these older products still have many years of life and service in them, and they're not toxic and they cost less. And there are some things, if you start getting really old things, there are some things that you have to watch out for, like lead paint and things. But a lot of products that are out there at garage sales and thrift stores, you can just continue to use them and not be exposed to toxic chemicals. Be careful, because it doesn't apply 100% of the time. But that's a good source of toxic-free products, is to just use something again. Today on the show, we're going to be talking about personal care products for moms, babies, toddlers, and kids. And our guest today is Fran Ludes. She's the founder of Belly Buttons and Babies, an organic body and skin care company founded in 2008. Fran is a certified aromatherapist. She's had 18 years experience as an aromatherapist, aromatherapy and facial procedures specialist. She's an oriental diagnostics consultant, herbal remedy specialist, and is certified in the design and production of aromatherapy skincare products. She's also taught aromatherapy online and writes for various health-related websites. And I was interested in having her on because she wants to talk about the importance of using natural products before, during, and after pregnancy, as well as for babies and toddlers and children. And I want to talk about the difference between toxic fragrance and beneficial essential oils. So we'll be covering all of that today. Fran, thanks for joining me.
Oh, my pleasure.
So before we get started talking about all those things, tell us how you got into aromatherapy and all these natural things that you're doing.
I'd be happy to. When I first started, it was I was making bath salts, and very simple, very easy, but I found it really interesting. A friend of my daughter's approached my daughter and said, she worked for the Children's Aid Society, and she said, "We're having a silent auction. Would your mother be interested in donating some products, a gift basket?" I said, "Sure, I would be happy to." I did that. Long story short, my gift basket ended up at a fireman's silent auction, and one of the firemen's wife was an aromatherapy teacher, had her own store, in another city, got the basket, called me, wanted all my, everything I made, she wanted to carry in her store. And
oh, my goodness.
That's how it started. And then she, I took aromatherapy. I became certified aromatherapist. She's a certified teacher of aromatherapy. And I took the classes with her, and then one thing led to another, and it expanded, and it just snowballed from there. And I took all these courses. I'm very, very interested, and I found I preferred making the product. And I also preferred making product for pregnant women. I thought they seemed to be so, excuse me, forgotten. Pardon me. It's difficult to find products for them in the marketplace. So I thought, well, I'm going to start experimenting. I'm really interested. And then one thing led to another, and I thought, well, if it's for mom, it's got to have something for the baby to make their skin soft and less damaging and toxic-free for them. The first product I made, my mom and baby cream, I made in, say, 2008, and in the beginning of 2009, I won an award for it from Parent Tested, Parent Approved. And then it's just been snowballed from there. And that's how I continued on. And we've won many awards since then from various organizations. So it's something we're really proud of.
Well, it's very important for moms, especially if we look at babies, they actually start in their moms, of course.
And absolutely. And
what pregnant women are putting on their bodies, or even before they conceive, the toxic chemicals that they use before conception can still get into the baby after the baby has been conceived. So
absolutely.
For women who are interested in having children, they really need to start looking at their toxic exposure way before they even get pregnant. During pregnancy.
Oh, absolutely. A lot of these toxic chemicals get through the skin. They get into the bloodstream. And then it's in the bloodstream, and this is what is fed to the baby. So you've got to be really, really careful. I find I'm a true believer that if you're using natural essential oils before, during, and after pregnancy, the benefits are there's a million benefits, so to speak. And with these essential oils, even the carriers, like you're not supposed to put essential oils directly on your skin. So if you have a carrier such as a really nice, say, sweet almond oil or jojoba oil, you put a couple of drops in there and rub that onto your skin. It's beneficial for your skin, keeps it smooth. If it gets into the bloodstream, it doesn't matter. It's not going to, there's no toxicity, so it's not going to affect the baby. It's not going to affect the mother.
But in aromatherapy, don't they, the essential oils have benefits too, right?
Oh, absolutely. Now, while you're pregnant, there's basically six essential oils that have the greatest use for a woman while she's pregnant, and they will not harm the baby, because five of these six essential oils can then be used from the time the baby is born up and forever, sort of thing. Now, these oils, first one, lavender. It's amazing. It's excellent in a bath, for a massage, as a room freshener, even as a facial oil.
And what's the benefit?
The benefit, it soothes aching backs, legs, and ligaments. It's relaxing and has antidepressant properties. It has a mild sedative action, so it will help with insomnia. It is one of two essential oils that can be put directly on the skin. And the other one is tea tree oil. But I wouldn't use tea tree oil when I was pregnant. I would wait until way after.
We're going to hear more about this after the break. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. And my guest today is Fran Lutis. She's the founder of Belly Buttons and Babies, and that's at bellybuttonsandandbabies.com. We'll be back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, And today my guest is Fran Ludes of Belly Buttons and Babies at bellybuttonsandbabies.com. And we're talking about aromatherapy and versus toxic perfume and scent, and why that's important for moms, babies, toddlers, and kids. Before we go on, though, I want to tell you where I do my this radio show at home. I do it at home, and I'm sitting in my office where I have about 17 feet of windows that look out in my backyard, and I see it's under the canopy of oak trees overhead, and so I'm constantly kind of glancing out the window, and I see all kinds of birds and butterflies, and recently I've had a lot of butterflies going by my window, and during the break I was just watching a zebra longwing, which is black and yellow, and they have these big wide wings, which happens to be the state butterfly of Florida. And I've been having a lot of them go past my window recently. It's a big butterfly summer. I don't remember seeing so many butterflies. So this is great. It makes me feel optimistic for the environment. So Fran, let's go on with you.
Sure.
I just get excited. You know, my friends, when I'm talking to my friends on the phone, I say, oh, there's a cardinal outside my window.
It's amazing. I love waking up in the morning hearing the birds.
Yes,
that's what I wake
too.
Up to every morning.
I do too. I hear birds every morning as well, and it's fun to learn what their bird calls are. And to listen to them. Yes.
My husband can imitate one of the birds, and if he hears them, he starts whistling, and it's like they have a conversation going. It's hilarious,
and it
just sounds so nice.
It does. When I got married, actually, I got married in a forest in California, and
ooh, nice.
We had a video, and you could hear, when you watch the video, you could hear the birds' song getting louder and louder and louder, and more birds as the wedding ceremony went on. It was just like all these birds came around, and were serenading us while we were getting married.
Oh, that's so nice, though. That's so nice.
It was great. Okay, so back to the subject at hand. So what I want to talk about for a minute before we go on is I want to make the distinction between artificial fragrance, which is in a lot of products,
yeah,
and aromatherapy essential oils.
Right.
And because there's so many people who are being made ill by toxic artificial fragrances.
Correct.
That people look at something and anything that's scented, it's like there's a lot of people, and I'm not saying that this is a wrong thing, but a lot of people are looking for unscented products. And I want everybody who's listening now and in the future to understand the difference between there's unscented products, there's toxic scented products, and there's aromatherapy products. And that's they're three very different things.
Yes.
And if you want to stay away from toxic fragrance, that doesn't mean you have to stay away from aromatherapy products. So let's
absolutely
talk about that for
a
few minutes. So just go ahead and tell me your viewpoint about that.
Well, I agree with you. You can have beautifully scented product that's made with essential oils. A certified aromatherapist or someone that has the same certification I do as in creating custom blends, you can mix 2, 3, 4, 5 different types of essential oils together and come up with an absolutely beautiful scent. And it's all natural, and it will have benefits that for whatever might ail you, for instance. For instance, I make a body lotion for a pregnant woman that's got pink grapefruit essential oil in it. Pink grapefruit is known to ease nausea, morning sickness.
Hmm.
Okay? Now, you can buy grapefruit-scented products, but that's synthetic. The
right.
difference with the fragrance is they cause certain ailments in people, such as headaches, dizziness, breathing disorders, allergy, rashes, skin disorders. You can start coughing. Some people might vomit or get depressed or become hyperactive, irritable. You know, and you know, the list can go on and on. Plus, fragrances have up to 400 separate ingredients, 4,000 separate ingredients.
Yes.
And you don't know what they are.
Right.
It could be something that is petroleum based. That's not good for you.
Well, they usually are petroleum based.
Well, yeah, exactly. And with the fragrances, you know, it can interfere with your metabolism, the hormones, endocrine disruptors. It's just, you know, the list can go on and on. One company or one website that is really good is Environmental Working Group. I'm sure you've heard of it.
Yes. Oh,
where
yeah.
they you've heard of it, correct?
Yes, and they have a section called Skin Deep where evaluate beauty products and personal care products.
Absolutely. We have our products listed there. We've gone through all the testing for that. There's another one here in Canada called Environmental Defense where they mm-hmm. do something similar. We're listed with them as well. And I find it's really important not to pollute your body, and especially when you're pregnant, because you're not only polluting your body, you're polluting the baby's body. And you don't know. The baby might end up having allergies that would not normally, may not have ever had in their life.
I want to ask you personally, because part of what I'm attempting to do here with this radio show is to, but we're going to have to wait until after the break. I'll ask you the question.
Okay.
I'm interested in why, for you personally, you don't want to pollute your body, that you don't think, you think that's a good thing to not pollute your body.
Okay.
Because not everybody in the world feels that way. And so I'm always asking my guests why. What mm-hmm. what is it that made you decide that that was important to you? And we'll find out the answer to that question when we come back from the break. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio, and my guest today is Fran Lubis from Belly Buttons and Babies. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Fran Lubis from Belly Buttons and Babies. And before the break, I asked her a question, and now we're going to get the answer about why it's important to Fran to not pollute her body.
Hi there. Well, for me, first off, I don't think it's fair that I do that to my body. I eat properly. I look after myself. I look after my children, feed them properly, you know, keep, you know, everything that a mother should do.
Yes.
Personally, in my family, my mother, she's a breast cancer survivor.
Mm-hmm.
When that happened to my mom, it scared myself and my sisters. And being an aromatherapist, like, you never think that it's going to happen. And then I thought, well, I'm an aromatherapist. I know better. So I'm going to make sure that anything I use is not going to carry any of these chemicals that can be cancer-causing.
Good for you.
I don't want to trigger. I don't know if I have the gene. Right?
Yes, yes.
And I don't want to aggravate it if I do.
Well, you know, whether we have the genes or not, I think it's estimated that 70-something percent of cancers are caused by environmental exposures to chemicals that cause cancer. And so everybody has the opportunity to reduce their cancer risk right now today by deciding to not use chemicals, not use products that contain chemicals that cause cancer, and to remove, you can remove chemicals that are already in your body that cause cancer, and then you're doing the things that you can do to reduce the cancer risk. You know,
absolutely.
If you're being exposed to, I mean, this applies to anything in life. If you do something and you know there's going to be a result at the end, whether it's a bad result or a good result, then you're responsible for that result, having chosen to do it.
Absolutely. And, you know, when we were growing up, my parents, we had a garden in the backyard. We did not have any processed meats any canned foods in the house. Everything, we grew up, everything was made from scratch, natural.
Yes.
And then when I got married and started having children, I did the exact same thing. And then,
good for you.
Thank you. And, you know, I'm teaching my children for them to do that. I made my own baby food, you know, all this kind of stuff. And now, mm-hmm. like, I'm interested in making the, so what goes in is good, but what goes on the skin has to be good, too. You can't do
That's
one
exactly
without
right.
the other.
That's exactly right. And I'm going to say something that I've said many times before on this show, but is worth repeating until everybody can say it in their sleep. What goes on your skin is as important as what goes in your mouth. Because
Absolutely.
People think that, people are aware that things that you eat or drink can be toxic,
yeah.
because it goes right into your stomach. But actually, if you put something on your skin that's toxic, it goes into your blood system faster. Because when
exactly.
you eat or drink something, it goes into your stomach and your intestines where it mixes with proteins and fats, and it slows down the absorption process.
Absolutely.
But when you put something on your skin, it goes right in. And you can, I mean, I'm sure everybody has, like, touched a garlic, you know, and then you taste garlic on your tongue within seconds.
Oh, absolutely.
And, yeah, yeah.
And you know, Deborah, I also found, like, with babies and children, they're more vulnerable to toxic chemicals.
Yes, they are.
And, you know, their immune system, central nervous system, they're still immature and still developing. And their bodies are less capable of eliminating these toxins. So why slather and feed them toxic when you don't have to? It's not necessary.
It's not
it's
necessary.
Absolutely
it's
not
a choice.
Necessary.
It's a choice. It's a choice.
Mm-hmm. So
okay.
I...
Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's one of the reasons why I do that. I figure if I'm an example, the children will follow me. And hopefully they
yes,
will.
Yes, they will.
Yeah. I think back to me, you know, with my parents, everything was done naturally, fresh, everything. Like, honestly, we did not know what butter was in our house till I was about 14 years old.
Wow.
We never had butter in the house. When we ate bread, it was without butter or anything. My mother, we had jam. Actually, we went to the creek that was behind our house, and we would pick the wild raspberries and gooseberries, and she'd make jam for us.
Yeah.
You know,
yes.
So it was really quite nice. So, you know, I try to do that with my children. Now, nowadays, you're exposed a little bit more with, like, don't get me wrong, I would love to every day eat a hamburger and french fries. Oh, I would love it, but you can't. Realistically, yes. I can't do that. And plus, I don't want to. I'd like to, but I won't.
I understand. I understand. But
yeah.
Fortunately, there are many lovely and wonderful and fragrant and delicious things that we can have that are healthy for us. So let's get back to aromatherapy. You were telling us at the beginning of the show about, what was it, 6 oils that are safe for moms to use and safe for the baby?
Well, they're excellent oils to use while you are pregnant. And the one I did mention, it was lavender.
And tell us about some of the others.
I have my list right here. Mandarin is beautiful. It's a very calming, gentle, and cheery oil, right? And
uh-huh.
It has, it's a bit of a fresher smell, say, than orange. And it's excellent for leg and ankle massages. And anyone who's been pregnant knows your feet swell.
Mm-hmm.
And this, mandarin eases fluid retention. Okay?
Good.
And if you put a couple of drops in the bath, it'll help with fatigue. It'll just make you not so tired.
Mm.
Another great oil is neroli. It's a little bit more expensive, but if you can afford it and you get it, it's wonderful on your face. You know, if you've got dry, sensitive skin, it regenerates the skin cells. It helps with nervous tension, like anti-panic. And it's calming and relaxing. It promotes healthy skin cells, especially when you're pregnant.
That sounds great. We're going to hear more about Fran's products when we come back from a break. I'm Deborah Lindgat. This is Toxic Free Talk Radio, and my guest today is Fran Lubis, founder of Belly Buttons and Babies, and she's at bellybuttonsandbabies.com. That's spelled out A-N-D, bellybuttonsandbabies.com. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lindgat, and my guest today is Fran Lubis, the founder of Belly Buttons and Babies, an organic body and skincare company founded in 2008. And we're talking about essential oils that are good for mom and safe for baby. Fran, go on with your list of what are the essential oils for moms.
Oh, I'd be happy to. I earlier mentioned neroli essential oil, which is a little bit more
expensive. What does that smell like? I'm not familiar with that one.
Neroli, it smells like, okay, I've had an orange tree where, you get the small little oranges. It's mostly like almost like an ornamental orange tree that I've been growing. And when it flowers, when I walk into the room, that's what it smells like. It's a little bit stronger. It's almost, I want to say woody. It's very distinct. I love the smell. Not everyone likes it. It's strong. It's a little bit heavier. The neroli comes from the flowers, and it's like a bitter orange smell is what it is.
Oh, I think I would like that.
Oh, it's beautiful. I think it's absolutely beautiful. As I mentioned, neroli is a little bit on the expensive side, but there's another one that comes from the leaves and twigs from the same bitter orange tree, and it's called petitgrain. And it has similar properties, but it's less sedating, and the scent is a little bit more fresh. Yeah, and as I mentioned, it can be used as a cheaper alternative to the neroli. It's great for dealing with depression, either prenatal or postnatal. If you can get mandarin, neroli, and petitgrain essential oils, all three of them, and make a blend with say, jojoba carrier oil, you will have a total balance massage oil. It's perfect for treating depression. Perfect.
Sounds good.
Oh, it is. It's very nice. Tangerine is another essential oil that's beautiful. It's happy. It helps prevent stretch marks. Great for massage while you're pregnant. It's calming and gentle. It's good for the nerves. It's good for the skin. And because it's so mild, it's excellent for babies, children, and for elderly people. Now, ylang ylang is it's an exotic oil, and ylang ylang is one oil that is used in the production of perfume. It's relaxing. It has aphrodisiac powers, and it helps lower high blood pressure. And it's really nice for pregnant women if they're tense and worried, about the upcoming birth. They don't know what to expect, especially like for your firstborn. It's nice to be used in baths and massages and as room fresheners. And that's all the oils that are recommended to use while you're pregnant.
Well, that's good to know what that list is, because I know that there are a lot of cautions for pregnant women, that pregnant women shouldn't assume just because something is natural that it's safe.
Absolutely.
And so it's good to know the positive list of what's okay. And,
absolutely.
Especially lavender. I love lavender, and it's easy to remember those two. Lavender, mandarin, yang, yang. How do you say that again?
Ylang ylang. Yes. Now, what I can do for your listeners is put on my website the essential oils to use that are good when you're pregnant, essential oils for limited use.
Is that that on my website, I have a blog that archives all the shows. And
oh,
so
okay.
You get your own blog post for this show. And if you'll send me the list, then I can post it just right along so people who are listening can have that list just right there.
Oh, absolutely. I can do that for you. But there's a, you know, it's funny. Like a lot of people, I know a lot of people read about essential oils and how they're used and what you can use and what you can't use. But you've got to be so careful, especially when you're pregnant.
Yes, I agree.
Absolutely. You know, like if you have epilepsy or, you know, sensitivity of your nervous system, you should consult an aromatherapist instead of trying to treat yourself.
That's really good advice because I think that there's a lot of, you can go to the natural food store and there's a lot of things on the shelf. And the reason there are professionals is because these things are powerful. They work.
Absolutely.
And you need to get the right thing.
Oh, absolutely. And that's why it's always, or you can even talk to your doctor. You know, about it and say, I want to use this essential oil while I'm pregnant. I read about this, 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 and this. And, you know, the doctor will more than likely know, no, you can't. You know, that would cause a miscarriage. You know, if, you know, for some people also to, like if you've had a miscarriage, I would not use any essential oils in the first trimester of my pregnancy. And a lot of people don't know that.
Hmm.
You know, and
well, see,
because
that's
it can
why
be
they
dangerous.
Should go to a professional. You know, when you said, ask your doctor, you may have noticed that there was a moment of silence for me because I was just shocked.
You were
I was shocked that you, that a doctor would know that answer.
Well, I know up here a lot, they're starting now with aromatherapy, with homeopathy and naturopathic.
Mm-hmm.
They're starting to recognize it.
That's good. And I think that it's good to have a doctor that has medical training, but also is familiar with what some of the natural alternatives are. And that's what I look for when I'm looking for, you know, I want somebody who's really good at diagnosis.
Oh, absolutely.
And then to tell me, now please take this vitamin or whatever, but that they can also write a prescription for me if that's what I actually need.
Exactly.
So
if there's an infection or whatever, you know, that you just can't fight it. Sometimes you have to.
Yeah.
On another note, pregnant women should also only use essential oils that are derived from flowers and not herbs. And herbs
now,
would be
what's
like
the difference between those two?
Well, with the herbs, there's a whole slew of essential oils that should not be used when, like, you should avoid them while you are pregnant. And a lot of them are herbs, such as peppermint, rosemary, basil, juniper, savory, sage, cedarwood, clary sage, sweet marjoram, clove, marjoram, tarragon, thyme, fennel, parsley. Those are all essential oils. And some people might like the way they smell and figure, well, oh, I could use that while I'm pregnant. I'll put it in some of this oil that I'm going to get my husband to give me a back massage or something. No, stay away from those. I will send you the information, Deborah, it's a concern to me. When I was teaching aromatherapy online, I found there were a lot of people. One essential oil, wintergreen, should not be used ever. And there was someone who was advising other students, get wintergreen and mix it with spearmint and peppermint and this and that, and you'll have a nice foot cream. And I thought, I almost fell off my chair. I said, no, you can't be giving advice on stuff that you don't know about. I've trained for it. I took many years of training and understanding where these oils come from, why are they used, what are they used for, how to use them properly. You know, you just can't.
It's just really important that people, especially on the internet, I hate to say this because I'm on the internet and you're on the internet, but I think it's necessary for people to evaluate where the inflammation is coming from.
Yes.
And how experienced and trained somebody is, because there's a lot of things that, you know, you just go to a search engine and you type in a word and you end up on a page where there's no references. There's nobody tells what their experience is. It's just like, here's what to do. And,
exactly.
And, you know, that's not good enough for me. I need to know that something's safe. And so I do look at my sources. We're just about out of time. And thank you so much for joining me today. Is there any last words you'd just like to close with?
Other than pregnant ladies, please, please be careful what you put on your skin. And make sure that if you're using essential oils, check Deborah's website, her blog. I will send the information. Please use the correct essential oils on your body.
Right.
It will help you and your baby in the long run.
It will. It will.
Yes. Absolutely. And thank you so much for having me on your show. It was fun.
You know what? Everybody says that. That is the word that all the guests use. They say, that was so much fun.
Yeah, and it went by so quick. I can't believe it.
It did. It did. And now I have to sign off because the music's going to come up and I need to say, this is Toxic Free Talk Radio. You can go to toxicfreetalkradio.com and get more information about this show and our featured guests. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd. Thanks for being with me today. We'll be right back.